Good morning, staff and students. Please stand for our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Okay, as I was listening to a few kids say the pledge, it reminded me we have Memorial Day coming up, which is a time when we honor our veterans for their service to our country. And our pledge reminds us about our country every day. So that's something to be thinking about when you are saying the words that we repeat each morning. I will start out with some birthdays for the summertime. July 15th starts out with Wyatt Graceffa, Victoria Smith on the 15th, two on the 18th, Gabriel Wegner and Elijah King. Oops, a third on the 18th, Holly Johnson. And then on the 19th, Christina Peterson, and three on the 20th, and I'll stop there. We've got Isabel Brogy, Jasmine Jarvis, and Lillian Eggleston. So happy birthday to those kids in the summertime. We'll finish up July tomorrow, or by Friday. We have an announcement that Jaden Schinnebeck has reached 100 hours in the 100-hour reading club. So happy, good work to him. We have Parker Rentkin also reaching 100 hours in the fourth grade club, and that's excellent work. And Tyler Farina. So three kids hit the fourth grade mark just this last little bit, and that's excellent because we were running out of time. Brianna Goodman has reached 60 points in accelerated reader coming out of Mrs. Minima's classroom in the third grade. So good job to her. Okay, on our lunch menu today, it appears though we have a cook's choice. So that'll be a surprise for you when you come in. We have Eagle Expectations, Be Here, Be Ready, Be Respectful, Be Caring, and Be Safe. And remember, this is an important time to be a bucket filler every day. And so you could do that just simply by starting your day with a happy thought. And that's very important because that can set your frame of reference for how you'll approach problems or how you'll use your lid if need be, or if a stressful situation comes up, how you might respond in that. So remember to start with a happy thought. You guys are doing a great job with your work and your efforts in school. And to keep that up, I appreciate it. Recognize the fifth grade for responding positively to the requirement of being in the cafeteria until quarter two. Thank you very much for that. And also an additional reminder on baseball bats. They must be carried to the playground area or to the diamond by the adults. We had an incident that was unfortunate. It was an accident. We know that. But we, when things like that happen, we try to adjust to increase safety. Thank you very much, and have a great day.